coming home. What do we do when we come home? We bless it. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capel, California. We all come to our home, wherever that may be. It may be a wonderful place. It may be a big place. It may be a castle. It may be just a small place. It may be, who knows what it may be, but whatever it is, it's where we live, where we hang our hat. And it may be a box out in the field, or it may be a castle somewhere, no matter what it is. But what do we do when we come home? We come home and we feel very relaxed and very peaceful. We come home and we feel very wonderful about who we are and where we are. Our home is our castle, we like to say. Now, what do we do when we come to our home? Do we open up our arms and reach out and mentally enclose the entire house, the entire place where we live, the apartment or whatever it may be, with our unconditional love, with our feeling of, this is a wonderful place, this is a beautiful place, I love this place, I surround this place with my pure white light of love, and I see every activity in this home filled with joy and peace and harmony. When we do that sort of thing, we're blessing our home, and we're blessing it so that it will be the site of wonderful places, wonderful things, wonderful people, wonderful activities. Everything that takes place in our home is divine. Everything that takes place in our home is the pure white light of love being expressed with unconditional love. And it's a wonderful thing. Think about it. No matter where you live, it doesn't matter. When you come to your home and you settle down and you sit in the chair and you relax and you look around your house and you say, this is my home. Here I am at peace. Here I am relaxed. Here I have everything in divine order. Now there may be problems in the world. There may be difficulties going on around you. But when you are in your home, and you look around your home and you honor it with your blessing. You honor it with your presence. You honor it with your awareness. You look at every nook and cranny of your house and you say, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Open every drawer. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Lift up the rug and look under it and say, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. That's right. That's right. And open the door and say, I bless you. And all who come in here are filled with love. All who leave here are filled with peace and joy. Look at the windows and say, yes, when the sunlight comes in or whatever light comes in, this is my castle. This is where I live. And I surround this place with my pure white light of love, my pure white light of love, my pure white light of love. And it is joyously, wonderfully so. We have that privilege, if we choose to take it, to honor our home and bless our home. I travel around the world, going to homes in Europe and Asia, in Africa, in America, in Canada, in the Far East. I go all over the world. And everywhere I go, people know that I like to give a home blessing. And so they ask me, will you please give a home blessing? Will you please bless my home? And so I say, now, are you sure you want that? Because I'm going to go in every nook and cranny, every drawer. I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to bless everywhere that I look, and I won't remember what I've seen, but I will bless everything that I look at. And then I go through their house, and I bless it, and I give it a blessing, and the house is just richly rewarded with the beauty and the goodness of it. One man was visiting, not visiting, but he was at his mother's home, and he was in his 30s, and he heard me give a blessing of the home. He heard me tell how wonderful the home that his parents lived in is, and how he was living there for the moment. And he wrote us a letter, and he wrote us an email, and he said, what you have done for my home and my family by giving a blessing to my home is something that I can never measure. It is something so beautiful and so wonderful. I am so grateful for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, I wrote back to him, you can do that for your family, you can do that for your home, you can do that in any building you go in, blessing it and blessing it totally. Don't miss a spot. I was in one house in Switzerland, on the edge of the lake there, and the house was a beautiful house. And I started going through places and going through places. And then the owner said, hey, this is a sort of a hidden doorway, and look in there. And this is an area that you want to go into too. And this is, hey, you open up this door and behind here are all sorts of things. And so everywhere I went, I blessed it and I blessed it and I blessed it. And what happened? The place is so beautiful and so filled with love and so filled with joy. Every person who enters there feels at peace, feels wonderful, feels godly. Could anything be more beautiful? Try that at your home right now. Bless the children's room. Bless your room. Bless the family room. Bless the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, the upstairs, the attic, the basement, the closets. Bless everything. And know that the divine right action of pure love, unconditional love, has enfolded your home now and forevermore. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capital, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering whatever your healing need may be. Ask a practitioner who answers the phone and say, I would be whole and perfect. And the practitioner will say, it is done. And you say, this is the result of my treatment that I'd like to have. And the practitioner would say, then it is done. And so it is done. Put that cause in motion for you today and enjoy blessing your home, blessing your life, blessing your workplace, blessing wherever you are, and blessing it with unconditional love. And surround your arms mentally, spiritually, in every place that you are, and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and watch the miracles come forth. Have a lovely day, and know that you are blessed indeed. I love you, I love you, I love you.